Okay. Can you spell the first word for me? I don't think I've heard that.
Oh, a lot of not.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. See, I'm interested.
L-I. It's a lot. L-I-G. L-I-G something is not. K-N-O.
Mm-hmm.
T-F. It not. A lot of knots.
Okay. And after you've had a fire in the fireplace and everything, some black stuff forms inside the chimney.
Oh, that's set.
And after you've been had a fire in the fireplace for a long time, you might have something left in the bottom.
That's ashes. Yeah. Well, unless there's some cut out, it's smoke. Cleaner now, but anyway, that's probably in those days is more. It's more bare thin, but it's cut out so much that it's gas now and cleaner. But during that time, it's more better. And I tell you one thing: when they had those stoves and you cook your food on top of the stove, but you say nowadays when you have this gas stove cooking on it, it takes all the energy out the food, but no day from cooking on the stove was the best. But it's so modern now, you know.
Now, what kind of heating do you have in your house now?
Oh, gas stove. Practically everybody using that most of now, but some people are not. Probably in, you know, way back in the country somewhere, in some houses, they still don't have stoves, cooking stove. But here in Mobile, most everybody has electric stove or gas stove. Say the more cleaner and more healthy, you know.
Yeah. Do you when you were a little girl, do you remember having a fireplace that heated? Can you remember how long it was until you got another kind of heating?
Oh, let me see how old I was in the mother. I'll say about 12 or 13. Mom was cooking on a wooden stove, and it had wood. Men's go around and sell wood, and had a wood place where they sell wood, and they stack it up in so many little long, you know, how long you want, how much you want. But it had two size boards and the long pits up on the sides to measure how much wood you wanted. So much for a dollar, so much for 50 cents, and you got that, and they brought somebody push it home in the wagon for you, and stack it up on your front porch for you, and you take it in, and we stack it up behind the stove on the side. So, and it was had Kennedy, you know, Kennedy wood and the oak mix, because that's what starts the fire burning. But after that, later when the gas rains came, I don't know what year it came out, and then everybody started getting gas stoves then. And been ever since then, it's gas, everything electric, electric stove, electric toaster, and all of that, and everything electric now.
Okay. What are you sitting in right now?
Chair.
Okay, and what would several people sit in? In your living room, you might have
a chair, a sofa, sofa like that. And they make sofas now so different, you know. All kind of ways now. Sofa.
How did they used to make them? Were there names for the...
Well, I tell you, when I was coming up to Devonport, and they had those wide arms on them, and they let out like a bed, had a spring, but it let out just like a bed. You know, pull it forward to you, and it go the back forward back you can sleep on. Some of them now, but not all of them. Those were Devonport.
Okay. In your bedroom, you might have a piece of furniture that has drawers in it and you put clothes in it. What would you call that?
Well, that's a dresser. But now they're making the French furniture. It's way different from the time when I was coming up. It was old style furniture used to have. And when I was coming, they used to have these mirrors with your clothes. It has a fold on each side. It has a mirror and a mirror in the center. But sometimes their clothes is kind of catacorner from each other if you want it. Either way you want to twist it back and forward, you see.
Did you have a name for that?